This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's cabinet has approved a ceasefire deal with Hamas militant group that would bring a temporary halt to a devastating war now in its seventh week.
The Israeli government said under the deal, Hamas is to free at least 50 of the roughly 240 hostages it is holding in the Gaza Strip over a four-day period, releasing about 12 per day. The first to be freed are women and children. Israel said it would extend the lull by an additional day for every 10 additional hostages released. Ahead of Wednesday morning's cabinet vote, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Israel would resume its offensive against Hamas after the ceasefire expires. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
North Korea confirms it successfully placed its first spy satellite into orbit late Tuesday and vowed to launch several more in a short span of time. Such satellites could give the North an unprecedented ability to monitor the U.S. and South Korean militaries, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is on a state visit to Britain. In response to the launch, Yoon approved the partial suspension of an inter-Korean military agreement. The 2018 agreement was signed during a period of rare diplomacy between the two Koreas. That diplomacy was short-lived. North Korea soon resumed its military provocations, including major weapons tests. More launches are on the way, and from the South Korean side. Later this month, South Korea plans to launch its first domestically built spy satellite using a SpaceX rocket. Bill Gallup, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has accused Israel of war crimes and genocide in Gaza during a virtual meeting of leaders of developing countries, including Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping. Ramaphosa also condemned Hamas for its attack on Israeli civilians that sparked the conflict. This is VOA News. The White House has voiced concern that Iran may provide Russia with ballistic missiles for use in its war against Ukraine, a development that likely will be disastrous for the Ukrainian people. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
This burgeoning defense relationship is not good for the people of Ukraine, and frankly, it's not good for the Middle East region. So again, we're going to monitor this closely, and we'll keep taking appropriate actions as required.
Kirby noted that Iran had already been providing Russia with unmanned aerial vehicles or drones, guided aerial bombs, and artillery ammunition. It may be preparing to go to a step further in its support for Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden highlighted on Tuesday his administration's efforts to halt the flow of fentanyl and the ingredients used to produce the deadly drug.
The deadly drug fentanyl can be shipped undetected via airport cargo, border crossings, and even through the postal system. Following counter-narcotics deals with China and Mexico reached on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco last week, on Tuesday, President Joe Biden vowed to boost his administration's efforts to combat the drug that has killed more than 200,000 Americans in recent years.
This challenge also has roots outside our borders, outside the borders of the United States. It's a global challenge that demands global action.
Fentanyl is mass-produced in Mexico using precursor chemicals largely from China and trafficked via cartels into the U.S. Patsy Wida-Huswara, VOA News, Washington.
Congo's foreign minister and the head of the U.N. stabilization mission in Congo have signed agreements to end the presence of U.N. peacekeepers after more than two decades. Congo's president in September called for them to leave a year earlier than planned. While no date was publicly given for the U.N. withdrawal to begin, observers say it's unlikely to start before Congo's December 20th presidential election. Eastern Congo has long been overrun by dozens of armed groups seeking a share of the region's gold and other resources. Frustrated Congolese say that no one's protecting them from rebel attacks. Liberian President-elect Joseph Boakai's party is canceling all remaining victory celebrations after a vehicle careened into a crowd, killing three people. Authorities say at least 17 others were injured after the speeding vehicle rammed into a crowd at a victory celebration. The crash took place hours after election officials formally declared Boakai the winner of the runoff presidential election. Police made an arrest following the crash but withheld the name of the suspect pending their investigation. It's not immediately known whether the crash at the headquarters was politically motivated.